92CH.
Cooking
with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
19 minutes to 10 on a beautiful Tuesday morning in sunny Sydney. What is the time where you are, Sheridan?
I said beautiful and sunny. It's pouring with rain here, and the top of the buildings are all covered in fog from where I'm looking out. I'm in Manhattan, so the weather is very up and down. Let me tell you, it was a beautiful, stunning weekend, very sunny and warm, but now it's cold and it's very wet.
I believe.
But I've been having a very Manhattan time, New York time, I must say.
You have been to see one of the great musicals on Broadway.
I have. It only opened in mid-April. My lovely son brought me tickets to it, Motown the Musical. And do you know the story of Berry Gordy, the fellow from Detroit?
Well,
he was originally a featherweight boxer, and then he became this huge music mogul who launched the careers of Diana Ross and Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Mary Wells.
Yes.
And he actually brought America's black and white populations together through the music. And
yes.
Absolutely sensational. Lots of dancing and singing, over more than 50 songs. And actually, the critics sort of said that the storyline wasn't very strong, but I thought it came through very well, in fact. And a big new star, I think, they found on Broadway in the woman who portrayed Diana Ross. Her name's Felicia LeKay. She's just stunning, and her rendition of Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand sent shivers down my spine. Absolute shivers. And the costumes were just fantastic. So I would highly recommend that, but I think it's going to be very difficult to get tickets to it.
What's it called, Motown the Musical?
Motown the Musical, yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. On Broadway. And as I said, I've been having a very New York time. We went to the Shake Shack for a burger. I mentioned these burgers to you last week. The Shake Shack's been set up by a leading chef here called Danny Meyer. He had a big name restaurant, but he's moved into burgers now. And so we went there beforehand. It's just around the corner from the theatre. He's very into sustainable produce. He's, you know, sort of trying to define himself away from the golden arches from McDonald's. And I had a burger with bacon and cheese. And they put them on a potato bun here in New York. And the potato bun is sort of nice and juicy and moist and takes in all the flavour of the burger. I must admit, though, that it did sit very heavily in my stomach through the show. I'm not really a burger eater.
No, well, the Americans are, of course. That's why we've got that huge obesity
problem. Well,
actually,
since I've been here, I've been discovering lots about American food that we're not really exposed to American food a lot in Australia. For example, I went over to Brooklyn on Saturday, and I must say that was a beautiful sunny day. And there's this new, at least there's this fantastic food, open-air foodie market called Smorgasburg. It's on the East River, and they've just moved the premises close to the river, so you can stand there and eat your food and look out over the river, over to the skyscrapers of Manhattan. But the very first food stall that I came across, it was called Buttermilk Channel, and it's buttermilk fried chicken with pepper through it, through the batter, and it's served on a cheddar waffle with winter vegetable slaw. Can you imagine that? Fried chicken on a cheese cheddar waffle. Oh, dear. And anyway, lots of the stalls there were, I saw lots of ribs being served, and I saw Brooklyn bangers, the Brooklyn classic beef hot dogs made with flour, coriander, beef, and they're smoked. I think last week I told you about Ben's Chili Burger in Washington and how Barack Obama loves those half-smoked hot dogs. I also came across another store called the Mighty Quinn's, and he was serving brontosaurus ribs and a pulled pork sandwich. Now, these are very popular in the United States. I must say they're very flavoursome. And also the brisket sandwich. And I also came across some lobster sandwiches. So
okay.
Food here, you know, it's very, very, very different from what we have at home. I actually really had not seen a lot of those food stalls at Smorgasburg. Really opened my eyes up, you know, to a whole new range of food items that we do not have in Australia.
I hope you haven't got one of those on your website for today's recipe.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I've been trying all day to give you a burger recipe from Brad Farmery, who runs Saxon and Parole Restaurant here in New York, but I couldn't upload it. So I'm giving you a very delicious corn fritter recipe. and very good for you too, let me tell you. Made with fresh corn kernels, and you take them, you know, you use a knife, you take them off the corn cob, mix them with some eggs, some apple cider vinegar, buckwheat flour, coriander, cumin, chives and oil. Whiz that all around in the blender and then pour it into a jug and then heat the frying pan, put in a little bit of oil and then make fritters with those. They're very delicious. And they're quite popular in America, and let me tell you, they're very good for you. Not like all these burgers and ribs and hot dogs that everyone was serving the other day.
Now, they're on your website, which is?
Yes, the recipe for the corn fritters is on my website, which is sheridanrogers.com.au. And actually, we do corn fritters in my kids' cooking classes, and I've got a full holiday program coming up for the July school holidays, starting on July the 1st and going through to Friday, July the 12th. So all those details are there under the kids' cooking classes as well.
Now, I understood the main reason you went to New York was for the award for your book. Has that been done yet?
Yes. And if you look on my website, you'll see that we've now got the little icon up there, the gold icon for the gold award that we won for a sweet little book. Yes, fantastic.
Good. Mm. It's sheridanrogers.com.au.
sheridanrogers.com.au. And all that information should be there. But anyway, I hope you're going to play one of these songs from that fantastic Motown musical.
We're going to play My Guy
by
Mary Wells.
Fantastic.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.